Blog Talk Radio.
Indigenous people, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up, wake
all
up.
All nations rise. Rise up, 'cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, 'cause now's the time. All nations rise. Rise up, 'cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, 'cause now's the time.
With forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let go. I watch them fly like sparrows. Have hope. Yeah, have hope.
With compassion
as my shield and faith down to my marrow,
I will walk the pollen path
even when it gets narrow. Yeah, yeah, I resurrect. Yes, you can bet
that we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence
tear apart what we have left.
We seen the alcohol
take it all and leave us dead.
We seen the children take their lives
when they can't take the dread anymore. Can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore.
It's a
war, but we've seen it all before. And now we know we can change it, 'cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for. We are the ones Grandma has been praying for.
So rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above.
I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up,
wake
up.
Levántate, es nuestro tiempo. No tienes que esconderte más. Ahora es nuestro tiempo.
Mujer indígena, tú eres tan sagrada. Traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía. A pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra, respetamos tus ancestros y la suya cultura.
Hombre indígena,
tú eres honorable y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive a pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable. Yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres. Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más. Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
They say that history is written by the victors, but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith, and compassion.
Good evening, and welcome to Rock Medicine Women. Tonight, we'll be joined by Mama AZ from Arizona, and we'll be talking about vortexes, medicine wheels, and the planetary shifting that's going on to bring us all into enlightenment and into positive healing energy. You might be asking, what is a vortex? Well, generally, a vortex is a mass of whirling fluid or air, like a whirlpool or a whirlwind. But when we speak of a vortex in the spiritual sense, this is about swirling centers of energy that are conducive to healing, meditation, and self-exploration. So a vortex in the earth, in different locations in the earth, bring about healing and encourage and inspire you to meditate and explore the self. Now, Sedona, Arizona, is one of the key vortex areas where there are swirling centers of energy all over. If you've ever been to Sedona, you can just smell and see the vortex. It's such a beautiful place. But it's believed to be a very special spot on the earth. When we talk about vortexes, it's a very special spot on the earth where energy is either entering into the earth or projecting out of the earth's plane. So they're found at many sacred sites throughout the world: the Great Pyramid in Egypt, Machu Picchu in Peru, Bali, Stonehenge, Uluru Ayers Rock in Australia. And it's believed that a vortex energy moves in spiral, moving up or down. So you can feel that energy very strongly, as I said, in Sedona. Very powerful. And there are areas, especially in Arizona, all over, that you can feel that energy. So tonight, we're going to be exploring the vortexes and the medicine wheels in the Arizona area, especially as Mama AZ brings us her chronicles of her journey on the move with the Rock Medicine Women. Mama AZ, welcome to Rock Medicine Women again.
Greetings, sister. Oh, I
Greetings.
Give thanks.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, yes. I did not get the opportunity to reach out to Brother Joseph, who is in Sahasapaw or something, North Carolina. It's where many people all over the planet go to get teachings of massage therapy. And that's how I found out about Sahasapaw or whatever it is. I can't think of it right now. However, that's where this gentleman is from, and he has been very key in my life. And the other day he called me and he says he was having devotions because he became a Baha'i. And whether people know it or not, the founders of the Baha'i faith is very interesting. To me, it's metaphysical. It's very, very metaphysical. That's why I chose to become a Baha'i, because of the visions and the information that was shared with me by way of Chief Frank Foolsgrow, who's Lakota Sioux and a very prominent, well-known medicine man, who's, like I said, who's Lakota Sioux from the Pine Ridge Reservation. And then after reading this book, To Move the World, about Louis J. Gregory's life, who is one of the Hand of the Causes, and of all places has a school or institute, the Baha'i Institute there in Hemingway, South Carolina, which my oldest child, people from her dad's side, happened to reside in that neighborhood. And all of this is just so, can I say this, Celestine Prophecy. It's another, an additional journal, Celestine Prophecy journal, if you pay attention. Because like I said earlier, and like Brother Joseph said, being a member of the Baha'i faith, these are not new teachings, but they are. And one of the major reasons that this faith is so powerful is because of what it represents. And what it says that all religions, and I have issues sometimes with even some Baha'is, because when they talk that bullshit, and I'm not saying belief system about is Baha'u'llah's way and it's only one way in the Baha'i faith, that's bullshit, people. We are all one human family. And when we decide that we are all inclusive of each other and one another's gifts and one another's faith, it's more than one way to get to San Diego. I tell a few Baha'is that I'm close to, don't give me that crap about the Baha'i faith is the only way. That's bullshit. Okay? We are all one human family. All the races on this planet chose to come here in whatever packages that they decided, melanated, Caucasian, Japanese, Chinese, whatever, to play out what their soul's highest purpose is in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get to a level like the medicine wheel,
mm-hmm.
there are different stones. There's no medicine wheel on this planet or anywhere else that I'm aware of that these stones are the same color. These stones are the same height. They're the same shape. They're the same. They're all different. And that's what this planet is about. The inclusiveness of the differentness that we have. You see, within the Baha'i faith, there's no clergy, meaning there's no preacher telling you when to put your drawers on, when to take your drawers off. Shouldn't be telling you that anyway. There is no one that is above saying, in the pulpit, saying, well, this is the way, this is the highway, this is the way, the only way. No, there are some who want to proclaim that in all religions, ever. This is a new paradigm, just like the medicine wheel. What goes around comes around. It's in a circle. And I believe by the communications that I've received from Chief Frank Foolscrow and his medicine work, being Lakota Sioux medicine man, and the communications that Shoghi Effendi of the Baha'i Faith and Louis G. Gregory, even Baha'u'llah, have given me information from the other side that lets me know that something is getting ready to happen. If you just open your mind, there are sacred spaces, not only in Sedona. I'm standing here right now in one, 45 minutes from Cochise's stronghold, and I'm hoping to be there if my body permits. That was a rooster, a chicken or something crowing. For Friday and Saturday for a ceremony there in the stronghold, because everybody believes that Sedona is the hub, and Mount Shasta, Mount Carmel, all of these places. But there are places on this planet that people many people don't even know about, sister. And I've been shown some of these places, just like right now I'm here in Sunny Zona on 7 acres of land that belong to Linda and Randy. And this is such a powerful place. I'm not a grid maker. I don't know about certain things that ones like Brother Joseph and Brother Kwame and a few others may know about. I just go by feeling and instinct without knowing conclusively that this is what time of day it is. So I've been shown these things in my visions and in my dreams. And then I have others like Brother Kwame, Brother Joseph, and a few others who have these knowledges to call me up and say, Mama, you're not crazy. You just have a different way of getting your information. You're not crazy. So, you know, this means a lot to me to be able to be out here. I'm detoxing from this pain medication. I don't talk about it very much, but it's been really hard that I've been on for like 22 years. And powers to be decided, nope, it's too much money. You don't deserve this. And I'm looking at it that maybe my higher self set this up. And so I'm dealing with it as best that I can. And I stay out in the hot sun and I work in the hot sun. And I sweat and I keep as hydrated as I possibly can. And pray and give thanks that when I was in the stronghold, Coach's stronghold, something said, you better go to the store now. And there was Randy at the Family Dollar. And I'm now standing on this land in my bare feet that I've weeded with a hoe in my body and cleared a spot to set up for this gathering that is coming up. This gate is going to be open. And for that, I'm grateful. Just to be here to detox, I'm grateful, because this ain't easy to go cold turkey. This ain't easy. So I give thanks to the Most High and everybody that's allowed me, including Discover Card. I mean, I give thanks. I give thanks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that Sedona is not the only major vortex location, because that's kind of, if you don't know a lot, that's why I read the definition of a vortex and then some of the things you can find on the internet about vortex. That's the first thing that comes up, is that Sedona is the place. And I, having traveled there with you, I have to say, you can really feel it just by seeing those orange mountains and the orange soil, and the beauty of that place gives you the impression that, yeah, there's got to be a lot of spiritual stuff going on here, because it's so beautiful, and the nature and the whole mountain range. So, but what have you seen so far as vortex locations that people ought to know about? Because there's a lot of ignorance about it, and what it has done in your mind when you gain that knowledge that there's a vortex here, from your intuition, from your travels. How has that just raised your consciousness to know that these vortexes are all over, and what can it teach us?
Well, I listen. I'm getting clarity with each and every chop that I do with the hoe, I say, chopping down weeds, I say, give me clarity. Each and every chop. And then I look it around my surrounding sister, the neighbor. There's a neighbor over here by the name of Mike. He is with
You got a lot of noise, background noise. Are you moving around? What are you doing?
No, it's a storm coming. And sister, oh. I need to batten down the hatches. So I gotta take a recess and call back in as quickly as I can. I gotta punch this down because it's gonna blow away, and then get back in the vehicle. So please, I'll call you right back.
Okay, we're gonna take a music break while Mama AZ nails down the fort. We'll be right back.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing.
If you're just joining us, we are listening to Alice Coltrane, Keshava Moharahara, and we're waiting for Mom AZ to return. She had to make some adjustments in her driving vehicle, but we're talking tonight about vortexes, medicine wheels, and the energy that is visiting us from the upper cosmos. And so we'll be right back after this short music break. And if you're listening online and you'd like to join the conversation about vortexes, medicine wheels, and cosmos energy, we've got an important event coming up this Friday, and we want to be prepared mentally, spiritually. So call 215-383-5863 and press 1 when you are ready to express your heart, mind, and voice. Listening to the amazing Alice Coltrane, the evolution of Alice Coltrane, if you will, because if you know her husband, John Coltrane, she played the piano for that amazing musician, and after his death and her breakdown from his death, she evolved into a very spiritual musician and opened a yoga center in California and began to unite with other musicians and bring about the music you're listening to here. Just listen to a little bit more of Alice Coltrane and feel the spiritual energy of a vortex, if you will, even coming up from a broken heart of a wounded soul that evolved into produce this amazing sound of meditation.
I did not write enough.
With medicine wheels, is this something totally foreign to you? Are you not aware that these Native American artifacts, these Native American building elements of medicine wheels? I actually built a medicine wheel while I was in Oregon this month. And I actually, before I built the medicine wheel, I was introduced to the creative works of a woman in the area who was making rock people. And so I was taken to a forest of site of sorts where there was a pond flowing through, or a river like flowing through. And this woman had created all the rock people. I mean, rocks on top of each other in the shape of animals, in the shape of people, almost like figures of aliens all over the place. You could move from one area to another, and she had like 15 rock people in one area, then 15 in another. And you could just feel the presence of spirit there with those formations of rock people. And so when you have an experience like that, it just inspires you to spend more time in nature, to really look at stones differently, and then to begin to build your own medicine wheel, which is what I did on this 34-acre piece of land that I was invited to visit. And so I built my first simple medicine wheel with 22 rocks, 11-11. It came to me that I needed 11 small rocks and 11 large rocks. And as I learned more and more about 11-11, and I realized this was a project that was in harmony and with in synchronicity with the activity in the cosmos at the time, because we are in a really active period of spirituality right now, of metaphysics right now, of opening up our own internal vortexes, if you will, opening up our minds to see and create new things, new beginnings, new awareness. And we talked about on our Sunday show about the hashtag walk away. And I'm just amazed at that energy of walking away that I'm seeing in personal friends and family, and the idea that people are beginning to see the need to transform, the need to heal, the need to diet, the need to fast, the need to cleanse the body, prepare the body, and to build even a spiritual medicine wheel so that the energy from the cosmos can easily penetrate this atmosphere and begin to create in us a different spirit, create in us a different body, if you will. Because even as our brother Kwame Sunhorse talks about, that we are changing from the material that the spirit lives in our body is changing and transforming, so that we are not the same as we were last year. If you are conscious, your body is constantly transforming. So this is really an exciting period that we're in. And of course, this weekend, we're going to have an eclipse of sorts. So I see Kwame Sunhorse is in the studio, and he's pressed one. So I'm going to open up his mic. Good evening, Kwame Sunhorse. How are you?
I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. And thank you, Sister Viata. And I thank you for, you know, doing this show, because it's in divine order. because preparation is very important in how we prepare to use ourselves in these times that we have this, these eclipses, these openings, these gateways and vortexes and portals that allow us to receive a greater understanding of our cosmic consciousness. And, you know, I know you were excited when you got to, you know, I could hear it in the voice about the stone people, but even the part of you building your own medicine wheel 1111. And that's very important because what you've done is you've created a portal there that you're connected to that spot in Oregon that transmits energy from those grandmothers and grandfathers that you left there to where you are in Florida, because it's all connected energy. And even when we're going to see this eclipse, and this eclipse is a medicine wheel, because when you look at it, there are 10 phases of the moon around the earth. And in the east, it begins with the full moon. That's what it begins with. And then when it goes around, the quarter moon is at 6 o'clock. And then when you get up to 9 o'clock, it's the new moon, and it begins to go back and it begins that circle again. And so this is how, you know, using that 1111, because there's 10 stages of the moon, and then the planet is Earth, and that eclipse is the alignment of Earth and the shadow of the sun and the moon coming between. So it's very important when we begin to understand what our ancestors have been doing for thousands and thousands of years, because they align with the sun's energy, they align with the moon's energy, because today is the day out of time. And today, Sirius, the largest star in our galaxy, will align with the Pyramid of Giza, and that light will shine directly from Sirius into Giza and down the chambers and go into the reflection pool. And that begins the rising of the Nile from that energy of Sirius, the light of Sirius illuminating that water and that reflection pool, in order for that energy to travel through the earth and make the Nile River rise and begin the new year. But that part of the east, and we're in the west. And, you know, it's funny because today this moon is going to be Aquarius moon. This is what we're going to have here. So that means that in the east, it will be what? It will be Leo, Harem Het. That's where the Sphinx sits at. See how they already knew where these places were going to be at and be able to align up with it in the heavens.
Okay, so you're saying this. What about the Sphinx and Leo again? Repeat that again.
Well, the Sphinx, because in right now, what's going to happen moving into the age of Aquarius is that on that date, that means that Aquarius will be on March 21st. As the sun rises, it will show. Right now, it's showing Pisces. And in the West, it's showing Virgo. That's why the government was formed in the time that it did, because it's formed in the alignment. Washington, D.C. is in the alignment with Virgo on March 21st at the rising of the sun on that date, on the spring equinox, rises the constellation Pisces. And in the West would be Virgo, and in the east would be Pisces. So when it's switching, it's going to go to where it's going to be Aquarius will begin to rise, and then in 2038, when all of this is in full, we're moving into it. One is moving out and one is moving in. And it takes this time from the 2,000 years for it to come, because it takes 2,160 years for each zodiac sign to move through a constellation.
So it really is a time for us to be meditating and being quiet more than ever, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's a thing that you get a download, because as we're speaking, there's trillions of cosmic particles falling to the earth constantly as the sun illuminates. And then what's going to happen, the moon is that the sun is bouncing off the moon. And so what happens is that light and that energy is coming, plus what we get when we go into darkness. We've got all of the stars in our constellations that are illuminating their energy to the planet. And so when these planets are closest to the earth, there's a frequency that's transmitted to the earth, and we're receiving these energies. This is why I say we're moving from a Homo sapien, a carbon base, to a silicon base, a crystalline person, because we're receiving higher tones of our own consciousness from the universe.
Okay. And no better time than this weekend or this week to reflect on that. Full moon and the whole work.
Right. But what's going to happen is it usually lasts like for 2 weeks, but with the energy being so powerful, it lasts 6 months. So that means that the one we had at the beginning of July, it's got 6 months, and then we get 6 months added to this one that's coming, and then August 11th, we're going to have another 6 months. So that's a year and a half of download that we're getting in a six-week period.
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah, well, I've been feeling it. Something's going on. You know, in my travels, I've just been more alert to those type of things as I watch all the people going through airports and seeing all the different people. And I've been feeling protected because of all the energy I've been observing and seeing, and from Oregon to Minnesota. I landed in Minnesota and spent time in that airport. And I just feel almost like an alien when I'm in these crowded places, just observing people and their habits and their behavior, and then just wanting to go off in a room and meditate and sit in a yoga pose. But it's been fascinating. After building that medicine wheel, it's like my intuition and sense, empathic energy, I think, is heightened for some reason.
Well, it's part of what the divine feminine is moving. That Susan Matthews did an excellent piece, I think I sent it to you, about the total lunar eclipse, the uprising of the feminine wisdom. And this is what the ancestors said, in that there was four prophecies in which they said that, you know, the eagle will land on the moon, that the spider will spin a web around the earth, that the snake will cross the western states, the black snake will move across the western states, and then the women will stand up and begin to sing. This is what's happening with the energy that's happening with the divine feminine, standing up and saying no more. You know, Rosa Parks, you have, you know, all of these great women that stood up, you know, the Underground Railroad, you know, Harriet Tubman. So you're looking at all of these ones that began to stand up as this momentum of it coming closer and closer to this point that we are now. And you look at, like you said, the Me Too, and then you had Walk Away. I mean, you're getting these ones that are getting in touch with that part of themselves. The male started to, you know, walk away, but he's gotten in touch with, I guarantee you, he got in touch with a feminine part of his spirit in order to say to just walk away. And these are the things that are activating in people, and people are doing it and not understanding that it's in the unconscious, in the subconscious, that being this information is being put in. You know, for you to go there to Oregon and be able to go and see that woman creating what? the rock people, the rock animals, and being able to go there, she's creating, she's birthing a new art form of those beings because they gave her the energy that's in them to make them into something to show the world.
Yeah, I actually have pictures of those. I'm gonna put those up on the page tonight for people to see, because it just it was just amazing to see them all over the place.
Right, and, but that inspired you to do what? Go and create, you know, along with Mama AZ, because her energy is you know, conducive to people when they really get connected to her. And she begins to have you doing things and not understanding where these things coming from, but that's part of her gift.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm grateful for all the gifts that I see, that even the strange gifts, the tattoos and the piercings and the, it's all saying something to me about the energy that we're feeling to do ancient things and to go back and pick up the things that we need to remember that we have forgotten. So it's all very good right now. So Mama AZ was on earlier and she had to take a break because something about her truck, there was a storm coming, and so Mama AZ is now back in the house. I'm going to open up her mic. Mike, or Mama AZ, are you okay now?
I'm okay as I okay. It's just the way it is. You know, the storm is coming, and last night I slept in the back of the truck in the bed, and it started pouring down rain, and I was so tired I couldn't move. So I laid there in my sleeping bag, and I put my phone underneath some plastic, and I laid there and got soaked in the rain and went on back to sleep. and I woke up and I was giving thanks to the Most High that was helping me to detox and to look at those stars, just to, even though it was raining and everything was soaked, you know, I'm just abundantly grateful that I'm not skittish and I'm able to handle it. No
me
matter
too.
What.
I'm grateful too.
I am. So whenever the rain comes, I got my umbrella batted down, and I hope it's not too much noise, because I'm back in my vehicle, back in the truck, and I'm just looking at my surrounding and mountain. And many people create things, and unconsciously, I don't know if they know what they're creating. I came back to Linda's and Randy's, and it's interesting because her son and her ex-husband, she's married again, but her husband and her other husband and her son are here. And they've created this moat type thing with the tent is in the shape of a pyramid. And I'm like, dang, I wonder, do they know what they have created? This is what I'm saying. I believe that Brother Kwame, when he talks about sacred spaces and how we must create. I couldn't take a picture because I had to go and get some ice, but I'm going to take a picture. This little section that I've cleared out with the hoe and a rake, And you know, it took me 3 days to do this. And I'm like, okay, it's a sacred space. And I set it up to where the ancestors can come and have a reasoning. And I'm creating a sacred fire to hopefully the rain will be at bay because it's lightning now, so that I could have this sacred fire to jumpstart what's happening Friday and Saturday with the alignment of the of this universe. But you know what, Sister Viana? No matter what, I came to the planet to be a part of this. And people are concerned or not. Well, if they were so concerned, they would assist me in getting housing. But it's all good. I'm not concerned about it because you know what? The Creator, the ancestors said, this is the next chapter of your life. How you teach others when there is a space available on their land, go and be of service. Go and be of service. Chop down some weeds or do something. Go and be of service. And I like chopping weeds. I like being in my bare feet and grounding myself. I love listening to the Godfathers, meaning these stones, that called to me. I just went up to the Mustang store, and there was this Godfather just waiting. And the lady said, this has been here ever since I've known it. But if they have an issue, I'll just call you, Mama AZ, with this stone. So the stone is in the back of my truck to get some grounding. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful, sister, to look around and see this mountain just like a pyramid. It's several around here. And when Brother Joseph calls me or texts me, and he calls me Robbie, he says, Robbie, this place is interesting. It has a lot of good, sweet energy. And that really made my day, sister. It made my day because he sees what I see. And it made my day. Sedona has been in the forefront for so long, people do not have a clue that there are many, many, many other vortexes that's on this planet besides Mount Shasta, Mount Carmel, Haifa Israel, Stonehenge, and all of those others that are so familiar. You know, they don't have a clue. And sometimes they don't even want to know. And that's sad. But you know, I'm grateful that I can see. I can see. I'm grateful.
Well, you know, I discovered in Oregon that I love clipping berry vines because they bring forth more fruit. And that was the joy I had. I had such joy walking down this road where berries were everywhere to be eaten. And I had that experience in Virginia as well.
You're giving me chill bumps, sister.
But it was the same experience even more in Oregon, where berry vines are just growing. And you could spend hours on 34 acres just eating berries and not be hungry. You know, that was the joy of it, is that thinking about our grocery stores and all these choices of chemicals. They're not, it's not even food. Let's just think, okay, there is a produce section in most grocery stores, but when you're on land like that and there are berries to be eaten, and you eat these berries and you're not hungry. All you could eat for hours and there's no hunger because you're so surrounded by the energy of nature that it feeds you along with the berries. It was just amazing to have that experience. So Kwame Sunhorse, when you're ready to go go west to Oregon, you have a place that you can stop and enjoy the berries.
You know what? I was at the Mustang and coming out, and what pulled up a red car from Oregon? The license plate, I think, was 369. And I'm like, wow. I said, my sister just went to Oregon, and it was off the chain. She enjoyed. And so I said, what the significance? And I've been seeing a lot of Oregon in my travels here lately, license plate, Sister Viata. So I don't know what that represents, but yeah, Brother Kwame, hook me up to the bumper, bungee me up with the TP tent, and take me where you go to Oregon.
But I'm most grateful to hear you identify, you know, that license plate, because those, it's just like when you look at the clock and it says 2:22 or 1:11, because there's a certain synchronicity in the messages. And even when you seen that Oregon plate and it said 369, that means 9 and 9 is 18, equals 9 is completion. So what she did was, in going there, because you take the word is Oregon, Oregon, Oregonite energy. It's a certain energy there in that land that even when she was talking about the gentleman let me answer this call. I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You said you saw just the license plate of Oregon recently, and you added up the numbers, and what were the numbers? What did the numbers add up to?
It adds up to a 9. It was 369. And I told Carla, Miss Carla, she gave me a hot tickle, and I said, wow, I said, my friend just came back. She just went to Oregon. And what are the, I didn't have time because I wanted to be back on this land to chime in to the show. But
that was Susan.
Oh, is she chiming in?
No, she had something she wanted to talk about. And I told her I was talking on the show, and I'd call her after I get finished. And, you know, it's important that we take these little signs that, you know, because it said when the Creator created the sun, the moon, the stars, and he created the signs and the seasons, the signs are here. You know, Mercury has gone retrograde today. So that means that, you know, these planets are now sending energy for us to look back into ourselves and to communicate with the inner self. And so this is why Viata was saying she felt, you know, a certain way in the airport where she had to go and meditate, because she had to get out of that energy of all of this bombardment of the false matrix. And you have to go back and get back within. Because that's where the most important part is, in staying centered in your heart and spirit, the way that we have to understand how to work through this, because it's going to be challenging, and they're trying all the technology they can to distort it as much as possible. But we found this is why I said the Overground Railroad, because these oases are vortexes, these are portals, these are specific places that you go that you find the energy shift. You know, even when you walk in a forest or walking in the woods, look for the tree that has the bends and the curves in it, or that has the bark that's going around and twisted, because that was the electrical energy, the magnetic energy that made it grow different than straight up and down like the rest of the trees. And so these are all the signs that you do, you know, begin to notice. Or when you're walking and it's a hot day and all of a sudden you walk and then all of a sudden there's a cool spot and then you walk and it's hot again. That was, you walked into a portal and you walked through it.
So, Brother Kwame, when you're out there and you're working in Camp Arizona or Sunny Zona, tapping weeds and stuff, and you're saying, okay, I need a bit of relief, and the cloud or the sun will drop behind the clouds for a minute, and you'll hear a breeze. What's that? Did they hear you say you need a little bit of relief?
Right, because you're connected with what you're doing is when you're chopping weeds and pulling that, you're connected being barefoot on the earth and connecting with that weed that's been dyed, because that's all it is just something that's been dyed. And what you're doing is you're taking it out because it was rooted, it did what it was supposed to do, and you're connecting with that energy that made it grow. So when you grab hold of that, you are grabbing because it's still connected to the earth, like when you hug a tree. It's still connected to the earth. So there's an energy transfer into you from it being rooted. And so these energy exchanges are most gratifying. And like you find when you said you laying there in the bed of your truck and the rain and the lightning and that, you getting the negative ions or the magnetic ions that's coming from the rain, the electrical storm charges the air that surrounds you. The air that's full of moisture and rain is electrified. And so what you're doing is that it's bringing energy into you. You're absorbing all of that energy because you need that life force to help you to get through what it is that you're going through at times. We have to be humble enough to know, you know, that we're receiving this, because I was listening to a friend talk about their friend called them and saying they was upset because they're down there in Florida and they're on the beach and it's raining and they can't go out to the beach. I'm going, you can go out there on the beach in the rain because water is water. You got salt water and fresh water, so you got both of the best worlds. You just want it the way you want it.
That's wow. Funny. You know, it's like people are afraid of the rain.
Yeah, but you go and stand in the shower instead of sitting in a tub of water.
Right, right.
But that's rain. That's the same as rain. But you pick and choose how you want to receive energy. It's more powerful to be in a rainstorm, you know, and be receiving the energy after the first few minutes of a rain. It washes everything down into the earth. And everything that's falling behind it is clear energies that we need in being able to bathe in that waters of life, because that's what we need, that water. That's why it's raining, in order to give us that pure water that evaporates and goes up and comes back down, evaporates. Well, it's been doing that since this planet began. It just evaporates and goes back up and comes back down. And so what we're doing is that rain that falls and comes back down, it's got memory and consciousness for however many times it's been exchanging, going up and coming back down. It has memory, just like we're still breathing air that Harriet Tubman breathed, that Queen Queen Hatshepsut breathe. It's the same air. Ain't no new air on the planet. We're toxifying it, but it's the same air.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. Has anybody seen this video? I tried to share it, but I couldn't. This phone wouldn't allow it. About the lettuce, about we're eating plastic.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but, you know, Dr. Sabi talked about that. You know, there's certain mineral content that's in some of the plant relatives, and lettuce is one. It's just like chewing a glass of water.
Mm. Well, this video that Sister DeVita sent me, the lady put the lettuce in the microwave, and it was still crunchy. She put it in hot water, and it was still crunchy. You could break it up. And then she found out that it was plastic. Go figure. And honest to God, like you said, I'm bringing this up because there are certain foods, even healthy foods, that do not taste right. I don't know what it is, but it's phony. And go ahead.
You're saying it in the words that you're saying is because when you eat something that is helping you to heal the body. H-E-A-L-T-Y, die. Where are you putting it at in your body? Health, heal, thy. That's the word. Healthy is just heal thy. It's just that they put it together instead of, you know, you separate it. Same thing you do like with time. They say it's no time because time only, the way that they use it, is to bind you. You got to be here at 8 o'clock, and you can't. You know, you got to punch out at 5 o'clock. That means you're tied to that. They tie you, ties me to this clock that they say I have to do this in order to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Very important how we understand our language, because language is just like music. Language is that it can. Subliminally program you from the time that you first go to school, and they tell you to stand up at 9 o'clock when the bell rings, put your left hand over your heart, and you say those words, and you put it right into your heart, into your will. You put them words right into the will of your heart.
Hmm. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us.
That's something to keep in mind.
I also want to say, Brother Kwame, I'm not sure, but there was a video that came to my attention. Remember back in 2012 when all the planets were set into perfect alignment with each other?
That was 19. That wasn't 2012. That was 1987, the harmonic conversion.
Okay, and this video said they're still in perfect alignment. Is that so? I didn't know that.
No, what happened, the harmonic conversion was in 1987 where From Earth, all the planets were right in one alignment with each other, just straight. You could just see all the planets were all in one straight line. And then they split out and they started moving back around in their different orbits, and they're doing that. But that happened in that. 2012 was when we crossed the galactic center, where Earth was in alignment with the sun that's in the Milky Way. We come back to that point where there's an opening, what they call the waters of Nu, or the waters there. I forget the name of it, what it's called, but it's right there where the 25,000 year end and the new beginning of the next 25,000 years begin. But you cross that center, just like on the medicine wheel. Like when you go the 10 planets, the 10 stages of the moon starts in the east with the full moon, and then it goes back around, and then when it gets to 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, then it's half moon, then it goes back down, then it's new moon, then it goes back around, then it's the waning, then it's another half moon, then it comes back up. And it's back to being full again. It's a continuous circle. And so what we're doing is that we've come back in alignment with that circle, what they call the galactic year. And that it takes our galactic year is 25,920. And it's the same amount of breaths that you take every day in the universe within you.
Okay, I've been putting myself on mute because the winds are. Did you hear a lot of noise in the background?
No, not right now.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, the winds are kicking up. Yeah, I don't know where that video came from, but it said the planets are still in straight alignment. And I said, no, that doesn't sound right. You know, so that's why. Okay, that I was asking. Now, Brother Kwame, the next thing that I want to ask you, when you are in certain places and you are aware or tuned in, or you're doing something that's in alignment with what you're supposed to do, are there occasions that you see other dimensions, people just standing there watching you?
Right, okay. And that you spoke about Sedona. The first time I went there to Sedona, to Bell's Rock, I came in there, it was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And when we finally reached the parking lot where we could park and walk in the dark to we could see the shadow of the mountain, Bell's Rock. And we walked, and when we got to the clearing and looked up, it was the whole Milky Way was right above it. And it was like Bell's Rock, the Milky Way was sitting right over Bell's Rock. And the next day we came back, and I climbed Bell's Rock in less than, all the way to the top. I climbed it in less than a half an hour. It took me almost two hours to come back down. I don't know how I did it, but when I got up there, I brought my crystals and I had my little altar, and I did my meditation. And then I looked over because there's another plateau right across from Bell's Rock. And when I looked over, there was a medicine man standing with two eagle feathers with nothing but his apron on. And he was standing there, and he was holding the feathers up in the air. And I'm going like, I know that I'm not seeing this. But he was standing there. And then I closed my eyes and opened them again, he was gone. But then two eagles came out from the top of the rock and started circling around as I was sitting there in the meditation. And so those type of things that happen, even in my first sweat lodge, I tell people I became the heated grandfather, and I was looking at everybody that was sitting there in the sweat lodge, and everybody was singing the songs and praying and doing whatever, and I was out of my body. I was in the pit. I was one of the stones. Until the lady screamed, and when she screamed, I jumped out of the pit back into my body.
Why did she scream, Brother Kwame?
I don't know. She was in prayer or doing whatever she was doing, but when she did that, it took me from being in the pit back into my body. I've had many experiences, but you learn to allow yourself for spirit. When I go to land, the first thing I do is ask the mother to show me, and I offer tobacco or I burn my sage as I'm walking the land and asking permission to be shown what it is that I'm here to receive from it.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us, Brother Kwame.
Hallelujah, hallujah.
Thank us. Okay.
This is what we're moving into when we're moving from that level of 3D, and we're in the fifth world right now, and we're going to move into the sixth, seventh, and eighth. And so the thing that we have to be mindful of, the ones that have chosen to allow and receive these energies, we got to be open to these new things that we have in our Akashic record, but we have it. It's going to be activated, and we don't have to fear it. We don't have to think that we're going crazy or have to be medicated because we're thinking that I'm hearing voices. That's clairaudience. You know, ask
yes.
the spirit, what is it that you're asked? What is it that you want me to know or say to someone? That's the thing that you do with it. You learn to communicate because those are ancestors and beings that are communicating with you in order for you to help us to understand what's next.
Yes. Yes. Give thanks.
Steve
Give
Jobs,
thanks.
You know, Apple is so popular because what? Transcendental meditation after he you know, they took the company from him when he first started, but he turned around and started doing transcendental meditation and went out into the cosmos and got the formulas that created Apple. He created the Mac with the first part, but he went out in there and learned how to communicate with those beings, and they gave him the formulas how to create the Apples and all the technology we're using right now. And he was a Pisces.
he
was born February
1955. Oh my.
Wow.
Same birthday.
Wow. So wait, what is his life path then?
He was a Pisces. He was born February 24th, 1955. I think it was 55 or 53, one of them.
Okay, 1950.
But, yeah.
Okay.
He was in the '50s, yeah.
Okay, I can't figure it up. I'm too tired, but I'm curious as to what his life path is.
No.
Yeah. Brother Kwame?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's like you signed off. Okay. Anyway, I give thanks for just being able to experience this. Just it is so humbling to be able to see, you know. And even though people may not understand or understand what you are about, they have brought me here to this particular land, and the owners or the caretakers, they just kind of leave me alone and let me just be. And for that, I'm grateful. And some things, I don't know why I have to do this, but it's Brother Kwame, Dr. V, it is like I am going through an initiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
I mean to interrupt you, but you're saying an initiation. Would you say that you're really coming to meet yourself?
Oh.
This is what you came to do. You're now all the distractions and all the other things that have been out there in the world that you were in and doing and being that. Now it's time at this elder stage is to like the Hopi said, you're in Hopi land, well, Apache land, but it's the same state. But you're the one you've been waiting for. And so now you're being introduced to you. Look at Sister Viata. She's done Ayahuasca ceremony. She's done sweat ceremony. She's been to this place. All of these sacred places that she's going is to introduce basically who she is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, my medicine brother. That makes sense. Give thanks. Thank us. That makes sense. All right. Well, all I know is I got four little pouches of eucalyptus Epsom salt. I got a tin tub, which is shaped oval, that I've had since Camp Arizona.
Okay.
And I put it up in the bed of the truck, and I got my propane, and I know how to fire it up, and I got a big old pot, and I'm going to heat me some water, and when that moon comes up, I'm going to be in that tin tub in the bed of the truck.
Miss AZ, and I know
yes,
that funds are limited. But what you can do, and something that's saying and holding sacred fire, instead of you building a pit, you can take your stones and set them around, and you get your tea candles, and you put a tea candle on each of the stones around where you would have your fire in the center. You make your fire on top of all of those stones.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to do that in the stronghold.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that Spirit just said that this is a thing because the other was saying how the woman created and put together the stones to form them into different shapes of the different animals and made that. So you can form that fire instead of having the fire in the circle of the rocks on the earth. You just set it on top of it, so you illuminate each one of those stones with fire.
Okay, I got to get some candles at the dollar store. But
yeah. Okay. You can get a pack. You can get a pack of tea candles. You know, however many comes in a pack,
mm-hmm.
and you can just line them up around. You know, doing that.
Give thanks. Okie dokie. Okay. All right, Brother Kwame, I give thanks. Sister Viata?
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to have to do some work in my dad's house tonight.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to say I give thanks. Is it possible as we're going out, not my song, Rawhide, but Lila June, I had another dream, and I met a lady at the store who knows a lady somewhere near here who does sweat lodges, and they told me to go to that store and connect. So
yeah, that would be the place to be for the full moon eclipse.
You mean at the sweat lodge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Brother Kwame. Carla said she's gotten so distracted because she's had a guy in her life or something. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm going to see if I could connect with her after we hang up. I'm going to call her. to see if she's gotten in touch.
All right. Lila June, we actually started with her, so we'll finish with her. And thank you both for joining us in this special season of vortexes, full moons, eclipses. Any closing thoughts, Kwame?
Just, you know, as the elder says, think with your heart. When you're in your ceremony for the full moon, pray from your heart as to the Creator knows your heart, so this is where you bring your prayers from, and make your offerings and be grateful for this reboot, because once that sun and moon align up, and then when that moon moves and that sun energy is coming, that's a burst of energy that's now hitting the planet again.
Wow.
So we're having
a
reboot. That's what the eclipse does. It's a reboot. And this is the longest of the 21st century. This will be the longest, 1 hour and 40-something minutes. It's almost, it hasn't been recorded as I think it's, I forget how many minutes it is with it. But it's 1 hour and so many minutes, and it's going to take about 4 hours to crown the planet, all of it to happen.
Wow.
So
that's exciting.
This is a very powerful reboot that we're getting ready to get. So watch and see in the news and the things that began to happen, because all of these volcanoes are now beginning to erupt around the planet. And so these rings of fire are coming back up, and they're bringing the energy out of the core.
I even saw a video about Antarctica, how the volcanoes underneath Antarctica are heating up. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. I'm going to...
And the other part of that is happening, Antarctica is disclosing all of its land mass. And the ice is melting so there because of what's going on under the ocean and heating up. That and then the ice that is melting, and all of these countries are there staking out and finding the artifacts and things that have been laid buried under this ice for thousands of years.
Yeah, they're even connecting this energy in the Antarctica to the Book of Enoch and all the ET evidence in the book, and how it's connected to the. Well, it's amazing what's going on there.
But it's like they're saying that when they found the North Pole, and the brother, what was his name, the black man that found the North Pole, and then went and got the guy who was supposed to and gave him the credit, but he was the one first one to I can't think of his name. Henley, but anyway, they were saying that's where the portal comes from. It's a hole through the ice, and this is where the ETs travel, enter in, and come out through the bottom.
Right, right. It's interesting. Watch Antarctica. Well, I'm going to I'm going to be keeping an eye on that and more. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We've put together another event that people can come to and connect with truth and light. And Lila June will sing us out of here with all nations rise.
Shine your light,
thank
we are equal.
Thank you.
I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up.
All nations rise. Rise up, 'cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, 'cause now's the time. All nations rise, rise up, 'cause now's the time. We don't have to hide anymore, 'cause now's the time. With forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let go. I watch them fly like sparrows have hope. Yeah, have hope.
With compassion
as my shield and faith down to my marrow,
I will walk the pollen path
even when it gets narrow. Yeah, yeah, I
resurrect. Yes, you can bet that we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence tear apart what we have left. We seen the alcohol
take it all and leave us dead.
We seen the children take their lives
when they can't take the dread anymore. Can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. It's a war, but we've seen it all before, and now we know we can change it, 'cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for. We are the ones Grandma has been praying for.
So rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart, can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up,
wake up. Levántate, es nuestro tiempo. No tienes que esconderte más. Ahora es nuestro tiempo.
Mujer indígena, tú eres tan sagrada. Traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía.
A pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra,
respetamos tus ancestros y la suya cultura.
Hombre indígena, tú eres honorable y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive
a pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable.
Yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz, sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz, sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
They say that history is written by the victors, but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith, and compassion.